Today, for our Wednesday Focus on the Workplace, we're going to talk about business travel. June was one of the worst months in history for travel delays. Canceled flights more than doubled. And it's not just flights. People who travel a lot for work notice most things are not as efficient or as pleasant as they used to be. Rich Moran is noticing that. He's a partner with the venture capital firm Venrock, and when he's not at an airport, he lives in San Francisco. He joins us from there this morning. Mr. Moran, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
I understand that you were inspired to come up with a Bill of Rights for the business traveler by a nasty experience. Tell me your horror story.
Business travel has become something akin to going to the dentist these days. We've all heard about the seven-hour delays and the Bill of Rights that allow you to go to the bathroom after 7 hours. So recently, while I was stuck on a tarmac for hours, I wrote down my own Bill of Rights, and I suspect the airlines or the government will not take note, but I suspect that any business traveler will be pretty sympathetic to my plight.
Yeah, now, just to be clear, your list is different from the airline passengers' Bill of Rights that's been proposed in Congress. Why don't you give us a sample of your version?
The business traveler has many enemies, including shuttle buses and checked bags and bad meals. But I think that the top two are those memos that say changes in corporate business travel, because you know nothing good is going to happen at the end of that memo. It's going to talk about cheap, cheap, cheap. It's not going to say from now on we can all fly first class. And the enemy number two is the reclined seat.
You're talking about because you can't even open your laptop in the little wedge of space that is left.
Yeah. So my Bill of Rights includes things like reclined seats should be illegal, or at least there should be a sensor so that if you have your laptop on the tray, the sensor won't allow the seat in front of you to come back.
Okay. I like your idea that airplanes should have a working section where people can plug in their laptops and presumably where the seats would not recline. Do you find that it's hard to get work done on an airplane?
I find that it's extremely hard. And part of the Bill of Rights also is I think often business travelers deserve extra credit for going all those miles to have sometimes a one-hour unproductive meeting.
My top item in your Bill of Rights was the suggestion that the airline should call your boss if the flight is late and your schedule is messed up. It's sort of like a note from mommy, you know, that it's not his fault.
I agree. And the airline should call your boss and say, did you know that this loyal employee didn't get home until 3 a.m. and suffered intolerably, so they should have the rest of the week off? But I suspect that's not going to happen.
I understand, though, you know, business people do travel a great deal. And of course, there's no way to make that experience universally wonderful. But as a person who always flies coach, I'm not sure that I have a lot of sympathy for folks who fly business class and stay in nice hotels that don't end in 6 or 8.
Most organizations today are not allowing people to fly business or first. It's only through the billions of miles, infrequent flyer miles, that they are able to upgrade. So I know, I've heard it, Linda, that the poor business traveler gets to go on first, never checks a bag, gets to drink heavily the entire flight. I'm here to tell you that is not the way.
Rich Moran, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Rich Moran's most recent business book is called Nuts, Bolts, and Jolts. You can read his proposed Traveler's Bill of Rights at npr.org.